Hi, I'm Megan.
And I'm Sarah.
We're two moms with 8 kids between us from preschool to teen.
This is the show where we help you feel better about the mom you are and share our own parenting tips and personal stories.
We're not experts. We're parents who've been there.
We're not perfect. We're real. Welcome to the Mom Hour. Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Mom Hour. I am Sarah Powers. I'm here with Megan Francis. Hey, Megan.
Hey, Sarah. Looking forward to this one.
Oh, yeah.
I put on my singing voice.
You know you are. Looking forward to it. So we are talking. This is a More Than Mom episode, you guys. So we do these on occasional Sundays, and they're lighter, fluffier, and shorter than our regular Tuesday episodes. So as we always like to say, if this is your first time with us, first of all, welcome. But also please come back on a Tuesday for the parenting topics and a little bit perhaps meatier subjects. But these are really fun, and we get great feedback that you guys love them too. So hopefully you're folding laundry on a Sunday or going for a run or catching up on your podcast. And we are going to talk about movie musicals, not even just Broadway musicals in general, because Megan,
that's too big.
It's too big. We could come back to that in a few weeks.
Yeah.
But specifically our favorite movie musicals. And I don't know.
Well, and because I feel like movie musicals are one of those, especially for people in their like 20s, 30s, 40s, you know, maybe beyond. I don't know. But I just feel like it's a, even if you're not into Broadway, everyone has a movie musical memory. Everybody.
Like everybody some, does.
Yes.
And I feel like if depending on like when your parents, like I know a lot, most of my movie musical history comes from actually my mom growing up and loving them in like the 60s. And then those are some of the first ones I watched in like the 80s. So it was very much like a part of American pop culture, I think, in the middle of the 20th century. See, we sound so smart now.
I know, we really, really do. I need to also ask a question. I need to set some guide, you know, some ground rules right now. Do Disney movies count as a movie musical?
I'm going to say no.
Like, so animated ones, no?
I'm going to say no.
Okay, that's fine, because that could also be its own.
We could, yes. I mean, I think some of the soundtracks are shower belting worthy, like in terms of just great sing-along numbers, karaoke numbers, but I'm going to say no from a movie musical experience.
Okay, so no cartoons.
No cartoons.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm going to even make an argument that Mary Poppins is like a crossover.
Nope.
I think it's not a movie musical.
That was the one that is a movie musical.
I agree.
But okay, because it's not a cartoon.
It's not a cartoon. I just think it has one step in like a family Disney movie.
It does. But I was holding out when I said no cartoons. The thing I was thinking in my head but still
no, Mary Poppins counts.
Okay, Mary Poppins counts. Whew. What about Bedknobs and Broomsticks and those?
You know, I remember loving that movie, but I don't remember the music very well.
I don't remember the music at all.
So
and I think
don't...
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang was a musical. I'm pretty sure there was music in that, and I don't remember it at all either. So, okay. So obviously, there's some...
Guys, buckle up. These are supposed to be like 25 minutes, but hopefully you have 4 hours.
Sorry, I'm pretty passionate here.
Our families are going to be like, wait, went off to record like an hour
and never came back.
Okay, so... back to task. We're going to talk about our sponsor, which we love. It's a perfect sponsor for More Than Mom because it's FabFitFun, which is a seasonal subscription box for moms, for you, with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. This box, you guys, when it comes to your door, it's like Christmas once a quarter
or
your birthday.
Can we speak really quickly about the packaging? It's beautifully packaged.
Pretty.
It's like opening it. I get excited just seeing the box.
Yes.
Because you know it's going to be like this whole unboxing experience.
It totally is. And, you know, we've made fun of our kids for liking like the YouTube unboxing, but I would totally probably watch a FabFitFun unboxing video. And I know they are out there.
Yeah.
Because it's
the only reason I don't watch them is because I want to be excited when I get my box.
That's true.
But otherwise I would.
So how it works is it's over $200 worth of great products that, you know, you're probably not picking up in your drugstore Target runs for yourself. Beauty, fitness, fashion, lifestyle products. Actually, the summer box, the value is over $300. So it's always over $200, but it's usually actually more than that. And the box retails for $49.99, but then we're going to give you a code for $10 off that. So basically, for $40, you get $300 worth of stuff. And it's stuff you're going to use. I have really liked that we've been working with them for almost a year now. So I've noticed like the cumulative effect of having three or four boxes in a row. And again, it's quarterly, not monthly. So it's kind of that that perfect frequency. I'm just using all the stuff. It's like, yeah, I love it.
I'm still using the hand lotion I got in the last one. It's one of my favorites. I hope they replace it in a future box. But like I mentioned in the last time we talked about FabFitFun, I mentioned the Kula Classic Face Moisturizer with SPF 50.
Yes.
And it's so nice. Like, it's just nicer than anything I would ever buy myself. And I'm
I think
really
that's
sad
a good tagline. That's a tagline for FabFitFun.
FabFitFun,
nicer than anything you would ever buy yourself.
Exactly.
The one product I wanted to give a shout out to from the summer box that I am loving, it's the Orlando Pita hair shield protectant. So what that is you can spray it on your hair, but what I love is you can do it before you apply heat. So if you're going to blow dry or flat iron, it kind of protects your hair from the heat. But also you can put it on dry hair if you're just wanting to protect it from UV rays, like humidity. It's sort of like, it's just, and it smells so good. I kind of almost don't care exactly what it does to my hair because it's
like,
smells,
never mind, it smells great.
It smells so good, and it just feels like you're, having a little something in there that's protecting it from the elements, whether that's heat or whatever. So, again, we could go on and on, but instead we'll just tell you guys that you can get $10 off your first box when you go to fabfitfun.com and use the coupon code THEMOMHOUR. So again, it's fabfitfun.com. The summer box will sell out, but if you get there soon, hopefully you'll get yours or you'll get in on the next shipment. So it's $10 off. Use the promo code THEMOMHOUR.
All right, we're going to do this. Let's dig in because I can't take you away from your family for 4 hours.
I know.
As much as I'd like to talk about movie musicals. Yeah,
we're going to probably just want to go have a movie musical marathon. And hopefully we'll hear a lot from you guys. Okay, so I wrote the questions for this one and they're kind of rapid fire, but full permission to go off on tangents. So we might not even get to them. Okay, so we always like to kind of talk about our nostalgia memories. So let's just start with what's the movie musical you remember seeing as a kid? And I would say let's set aside those, you know, animated or kid
movies.
That's
fair. That's fair. Okay, so you know that I came of age in a time, in a long time ago, when people didn't all have VCRs, and I did not have a VCR until I was like 8 or 9 years old. My aunt had one, so we would watch movies when we went to her house.
Okay.
So that being said, it was either Grease or Xanadu.
Oh,
I don't remember which one because I was
like
really
70s
little.
Musicals. Yeah.
Yes, because I would have been like three. You know, I would have been two or three when these were playing. And so that would have been like 79, 80.
Yeah.
When I would have started remembering. I have a very, and Hair.
Okay.
I actually have a very clear memory of watching the Aquarius song on Hair and the camera is like spinning around.
I have never seen Hair.
You have to see it. It's awesome. Awesome, but it's long. Anyway, the camera's like spinning around and all these kids are dancing and singing in the park and, all these hippies are dancing all around a park in New York City. And I remember feeling like I got carsick. I remember going to my mom and saying that movie made me carsick. So, and I was really little, like 3 or 4. So one of those three, I don't know.
Okay.
What about you?
So I was going to say probably Mary Poppins since we're counting that. And that was, again, that was like 60s musicals that my mom had loved that then she was showing us. And I don't think we had a VCR either, but we wore out our rental at the video store. Like we just basically rented Mary Poppins every single time, my brother and I. And this is, again, when we're 5 and 3 or something. And then I do remember the first time that my mom decided I could sit through The Sound of Music. Because it's so long, right? It was two VHS tapes and it had like an intermission in the middle.
Yes.
And I kind of, I think I was maybe probably 7. And, you know, with the Holocaust and the World War II theme, I think she probably had thought, okay, well, we're going to watch this, but we're going to sit down and you're going to really watch it and enjoy it and probably explain like what the heck was going on with the Nazis. So that was probably, I was like 7 for that one. And I do just remember feeling like it was kind of special because it was so long. It was the longest movie.
Yes. So I actually didn't see The Sound of Music until I was like 10 for the first time. I don't know why.
And you're
maybe
not like,
the length.
You're not a super fan, right?
No, I'm really not.
Okay.
It's okay. I like it. I mean, you know, it's a good, I have a troubled relationship with Rodgers and Hammerstein in general.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think
let's explore that.
Yes. Okay. So, and I don't want to cross over now into Broadway, but I've done a lot of their shows like, and I've listened to their soundtracks, obviously of the Broadway versions as well. And I think they're catchy, fun, like really great stage shows. And I think it doesn't always translate to a movie. Let's just put it that way. It hasn't always translated well to movies, which doesn't mean they're not totally watchable. They are, but like, I just never super got into The Sound of Music. It's good though. I'm not like down, I'm not knocking it.
Right,
it's
just you're not. How long no, it I is. Know.
It's just so long, and I never really felt like it was something I could then come back to again and watch again.
Right. I think I appreciate a couple of things about it. I'm not a super fan. Like go. You know, actually, I have been on the Sound of Music tour in Salzburg, but like I could have skipped it and I would have been right. fine. So I'm not that level of super fan. I think the things I appreciate it about it is like just. It seems like it was an iconic movie where people
yes.
who didn't love musicals loved it. People who
yes.
didn't know who Julie Andrews was.
You and know, how can you knock Julie Andrews? She's amazing.
She's amazing. Yes. And it has the nostalgia factor for me because after yeah. Mary Poppins, that would have been the one where I watched it probably many, many times as a kid. Like
right.
I know every single scene in The Sound of Music. And yeah. I love Christopher Plummer. So this is another funny side story. I only found out like 5 years ago that Christopher Plummer doesn't sing in that movie, which shouldn't surprise me because in
nobody
those 60s,
sang in those
nobody
movies.
Sang in the 60s but yeah. for some reason Sound of Music was and it's Julie Andrews who does sing and so
yeah
I did not know
I
that.
Don't think any of the kids sing like I don't think Liesl and Rolf sing their song like it's weird because you see their mouths moving
right but sometimes yeah. those movies had bad dubbing anyway even if it yeah. was them
right
but I only found out like listening to The Sound of Music on my car where it says the artist or the you know who's singing and it wasn't
him
Christopher Plummer
and like, wait
I,
like, a second
it was really sad because I loved I mean I, yeah anyway and also Christopher Plummer still rocking movies and like getting Emmy nominations and stuff he's
that's
like
awesome
yeah okay so we got to move on
we do
yeah
all right
so what is a movie musical that you specifically love better than the stage show maybe you've seen the
Ooh.
Stage show maybe you could compare them side by side
Oh, man.
I can
That's
go first
hard.
If you need to think.
Yeah, you please go first. Let me think on this.
The one that came to mind first for me is Grease, which is another. I mean, I love the movie
yeah.
and I've loved it since I was a kid. I did see it probably too young because I think my mom forgot about the adult themes.
Yes.
And then it was
yep.
like too late. But it's so good. And I saw the stage show when I was in high school, and it's very, very different. I mean,
very different. The music is even different.
Right. And I wasn't prepared for that. And it was probably, I was probably like 16 or 17. And so it was like that letdown of like one of my favorite movies of all time, thinking that it was going to be on the stage brought to life. And if I'd been a little older, I might have been able to kind of separate the two or appreciate one in a different way. But I didn't. I was just like, what was that? It is not.
So that's so funny. I saw probably the same tour because I was in college.
Okay.
It was when Grease was nationally touring.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I saw it and had never seen the stage show, but had grown up watching the movie. And I felt the same way. Like,
yeah.
it was not the same. And I felt like some of the characters were flattened out a little bit in the movie, the Broadway show. Like, I didn't feel like Rizzo was as cool as like
as Stocker
Channing. I mean, who could be cooler than Stocker Channing?
I mean, stop. That is just,
I know.
Yeah.
and so, yeah, that's so funny. Like, I wouldn't have thought of Grease, but I think I felt the same way. Usually, I feel like the changes in music from musical to movie, you lose something.
Right.
And in this case, I did not feel anything was lost.
Now, was Grease a stage show before the movie or did the movie come first?
I thought it was a stage show before the movie.
It was. I mean, every once in a while, I think a movie can come first and then go to stage.
Right.
So I'm, yeah, anyway. Okay. What is a movie musical?
I'm Googling this right now because
okay.
I have to know.
But yeah.
It opened in 71. So
okay.
It
and then the movie's like 79.
It predated the movie. Yeah.
Okay. So what is a movie musical you could drop everything and watch? Like if it was on TV right now, you would stop packing for your camping trip and watch it. No
all
matter how
them?
Many times you've seen it.
All of
it.
Them.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of my answer too. Do you have a couple?
West Side Story?
Yes, that's mine. That is totally my first one.
Oh,
it's on HBO.
Is it? Oh,
yes.
I don't have cable at the moment, but
oh, okay.
But I do.
You
do
can use my
cable.
HBO now. You can.
Well, I was actually just gonna say. I think in my internet package, I got like a cable add-on. Like I can watch certain things on their website or something. I didn't know that was
okay.
a thing, but apparently I can. So I'm gonna do that. Gosh, the other one I guess I would say would be Fiddler on the Roof. It's really long, but it's so good.
Okay,
have you
so
seen it?
That no, so that's going to come into one of my later questions about ones I haven't seen but feel like I need to.
Yes.
And I know my mom loves that one. So I don't know why we didn't watch it growing up because most of the ones I watched was because my mom loved them. And I don't know how I miss Fiddler.
Fiddler is, again, it's really, really long. It's
okay.
on two VHS tapes if we're using the VHS
it's still,
tape
still,
system
you guys, it's still
of measurement. It's a little, it's dark.
Okay.
And when I say it's dark, I don't just mean it's dark material. Like literally the movie itself is kind of darkly lit.
Yeah, I know what you
it's
mean.
It's like it's kind of early to mid 70s, I think.
Okay.
And it just very much looks like an early 70s movie. And it's like, I don't remember getting really into Fiddler on the Roof till I was pretty old in my musical life, like
okay.
9. And then I got really into it and okay. obsessively watched it like every day for a whole summer because I was so into it. But like, it's hard for a kid. It doesn't grab a kid's attention right away. So anyway.
Yeah. I think mine would be West Side Story. And I actually watched the first half of it last weekend because I was excited to find it was on HBO and I hadn't seen it in a long time, but it used to be on TV a lot. And I just, you know, every time you come back to these after 10 years, you realize things about them. Like the first half is kind of, it's not boring. What I remember about West Side Story loving is like the second half up through the end, like the end just
like from the dance on.
Yes.
The dance scene is like the best.
Yes. And that's about where I stopped.
The dance at the gym or whatever. Yes.
Right.
I love that.
At the gym. And then the rooftop scene, like America, like that's kind of from there on. Officer Krupke. Like, so.
Well, the movie, I watched the movie like last year or the year before. It starts out slow. Isn't there like a whole big like basketball scene at the beginning?
And it lasts forever. And you don't
Forever.
You don't meet Tony for a long time, which I'd forgotten.
Yeah.
And most of the musical numbers are not in, I mean, other than, you know, snapping when you're a jet.
Yes.
But most of the musical numbers, because the scene in the dance, the whatever it's called, the dance at the gym is an instrumental. So it's a really cool scene to watch, but it's not a sing along.
Right.
So I feel like most of the musical numbers we know and love are in the second half.
So I have to ask you this. My sister and I like to screw around sometimes and like act out the doot, 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 snap, snap, doot,
right,
doot,
right,
snap,
right, right,
doot, doot, snap. Okay, so we will like act that out because we're idiots, but how much of that dancing do you have like locked in your memory? Because I could get up right now and perform it for you.
Well, I did just see it, but I'm not sure it was locked in my memory like some of the scenes from Sound of Music, for example.
Yeah.
Like when they dance outside the party, like that I could probably do. The little Austrian folk dance.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
When they come together.
Ooh, what's that called? Oh, there's a name for it.
I know.
No, I can't think of it now.
Drawing blank.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Someone's going to like leave a comment and be like, it's this, you dummies.
Yeah. So. I'm trying to think if there's any others. I mean, I would drop everything and watch almost any of them. Grease, probably. That's another just nostalgia. That's
I would watch. I would drop everything and watch Hair. I mean, I know you said this. That's something you haven't seen yet, so we should talk about that.
Yeah, I need to go see that.
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, the next two questions are sort of flip sides of each other. So the first one is a musical that everyone else loves that you feel kind of meh about, and maybe for you that's Sound of Music, or maybe you have others.
You know, I wouldn't even say I feel meh about Sound of Music. I like it better than that. It wasn't my favorite. Like if I had to rank it, it came pretty low as far as ones that I super, super loved. But I wouldn't say I feel meh about it. Do I feel meh about any movie musicals?
Or maybe it's one that everyone else loves that you haven't seen. Is there any like that?
I've seen all of them.
I haven't. So
what about High School Musical? Can we throw that out there? Because it is, especially for the millennial moms, they grew up watching High School Musical and loving it. And I think it's kind of silly. I mean, I think it's fun, but I've seen parts of it. I think I've only seen parts of it.
Yeah. Did you see, this just popped into my head, because we're going to talk about like more modern ones. Did you see Dreamgirls?
Yes.
Yeah, I did too.
I saw it in the theater. I had to think about that for a second.
I loved it as a movie. Yeah.
I thought Jennifer Hudson was amazing.
Yeah.
It was good. But I never watched it again.
Yeah, me neither. That's how I feel. I've listened to the soundtrack a few times and she is amazing. Well, one that I have never seen and kind of don't care that much to see is another modern one. And that is Moulin Rouge. I've never seen Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge. It's like its own genre.
You think
honestly.
So? Okay. Because I remember thinking when it came out, it seemed like it was the return of the movie musical and like it was groundbreaking.
It's its own thing. It's because it's mostly repurposed music. I don't think any of the music in it is original. It's all like these weirdly, like these pop songs that are
kind of like
restructured.
Greatest Showman. That just, although that was original.
That movie stunk.
Yeah.
There you go. A movie that everyone else seems to love right now that I completely like would have gotten up and walked out of the theater. That was The Greatest Showman for me.
I didn't think it stunk that bad. I watched it with your daughter, though. With my 9-year-old. So I was seeing it through her eyes. She loved it, but I would not listen to the music again. And I think it was entertaining to watch. And I think even a stage version would probably be really visually cool. But the music was, we've talked about this. It was really auto-tuned.
We've actually talked about this on this show probably more than once. So that's really telling you something. I will say about Moulin Rouge, it is one of those like cult classics that people like love. Like I have friends who we will get together and have like viewing, not like all the time anymore, but would go and watch Moulin Rouge. And there's something about it that is kind of, it's just captivating. And I do love it. But also, I love it because I loved it when I first saw it, and it was so different. And like, so there's so much nostalgia in the music that's in there. That's like you've got Madonna, and you've got oh my gosh, who's the guy who just died? All those musicians
Prince?
Just died. Oh. No, the other one.
Bowie.
Thank you, God. You've got Bowie. Like you've got all of these great artists like represented in this music, and then Ewan McGregor is so adorable.
Yeah. Well,
Nicole Kidman was a good singer. I have to say, surprisingly.
Is it kid friendly?
Yeah, I think so. Honestly, I would watch it once just to make sure.
Yeah.
I don't remember there being anything like a kid couldn't see, but it's like dark themes, but.
Right. Yeah. So I'm going to bring up another one that came out maybe. Is Moulin Rouge like late 90s, would you say? Right around 2000?
Yeah, it's like right around 2000.
Okay. So when Chicago came out, which obviously was not a new musical, but when the movie came out in 2002, I don't know how you feel about this movie. I loved it.
I love it. Yeah.
Okay. So, and you might perform in Chicago later. That was a really cool moment for me because I'd kind of given up my childhood love of movie musicals, almost thinking like it was like a little kid thing or like something kind of dorky because I didn't know a lot of like other people who loved movie musicals. And when Chicago came out, it was popular and the soundtrack was popular. And I just remember I think I was graduating from college, and I just remember blasting that soundtrack in my car and feeling like I got something back that I had tried to like pretend I didn't love anymore. And I just had I loved everything about it. I loved Taye Diggs, Catherine Zeta-Jones. Like, I loved the movie. I loved the music. And I had been pretty familiar with the soundtrack before, but I'd never really seen the stage show. So I didn't have a big attachment to, like, a stage version or, like, a particular cast album or anything like that. And so it just was, like, all of the happy feelings when that movie and soundtrack
came out. I love that you brought that up because even though Moulin Rouge was kind of hailed as the return of the movie musical, it really wasn't. It wasn't in the way Chicago was. Right. I remember watching Chicago and thinking, this is amazing.
Yes.
And it's back. And the funny thing is, I don't think Chicago's really been followed up by something, maybe Dreamgirls, by something as big and well done.
Where the original show is very well known. Like, I feel like Dreamgirls was a musical, but I don't feel like, was it as well known before they did the movie?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean, it was on Broadway like in the 70s, I think.
Right.
Or 80s,
I know.
Maybe. But I don't think it was definitely never in my.
Maybe Hairspray.
Like on,
I feel
on
like that
my,
was.
Oh,
popular.
Hairspray. Yeah, that was big, too. And that was in the mid 2000s.
Yeah. But I agree. I mean, I could watch that version of Chicago right now, like the whole thing. The opening scene is so fantastic. I don't love Renee Zellweger in it, but it doesn't matter. Like, just the whole thing. Richard Gere is great.
Like, Richard Gere, yes. I think it's really well. It was well,
Queen Latifah,
well done.
And the soundtrack was perfectly, like, honored the original. But then there's, like, there's some fun pop versions on the soundtrack.
Yeah.
I have all of the happy feelings about that movie.
You know what I realized I haven't mentioned yet, and I have to mention this really quickly. I have to throw it out there. Little Shop of Horrors. I would watch that movie.
Let's talk about this. We're just going to go slightly longer. I mean, we're going to go for, like, 10 more minutes, guys.
That's
Come
fine.
On. Okay. Okay, you tell me your... memories.
So Little Shop of Horrors was also one that I really like. I watched a lot with my family, probably from the age of like 8. I started watching it like regularly at 8 or 9. I feel like that's when it came out. It was mid 80s.
Yep.
Maybe I was a little bit older than that.
I have a very specific memory of where I was when I watched it. And I was at my aunt's house who was always probably. So my mom's love of movie musicals kind of stopped at like 1970. Yeah. And my aunt was like a little bit more dialed into the ones that had continued to. And I also think she was okay showing kids the slightly edgier ones.
Right.
So I remember watching Little Shop of Horrors. I remember exactly where I was, but I didn't watch it a lot of other times. Does that make sense? So I wasn't.
It's a great movie. And Rick Moranis is so great.
He's so good.
He's so funny and he's so Seymour, and like, it's just well done. And I loved it. And I would watch it right now. I would drop everything and watch it. Even though I've seen it, probably I wore the tape out, basically.
Yeah. See, I didn't. So I would watch it because I haven't seen it enough, but I love the music so much. Yeah. That would make a great remake, actually.
It would. It would absolutely make a great remake.
It's great music. Such good music. Okay. Can we talk about, we've mentioned a couple, but let's talk about some other, I'm going to say modern era, like the last 20 years. Because I think at one point on the show, we've talked briefly about Les Mis, the movie of Les Mis.
Yes. Oh, right. Gosh, I did forget about a lot of the ones that came out since.
And then there have been some others like Hairspray. So I really liked Les Mis. I would say I gave it a solid like. I don't know that I loved it enough to like watch it a million times.
Ever watch it again? Yeah.
I loved Hugh Jackman. I thought he was fantastic. I think we've talked about this. I thought Russell Crowe was the worst casting I've ever seen. It was so bad.
And he couldn't even like there was marbles in his mouth. I don't know what was going on.
Spoke all of the songs. And I love Les Mis. I love the soundtrack. And I'm not a fan of Anne Hathaway, which I always feel guilty saying, because I think she's a very talented, smart lady. I just don't love her acting. Okay. And so there was enough casting issues that I was like kind of conflicted. But I thought the movie was beautiful to watch. We watched it in two nights because it was long. And I liked it better than I thought I would. I would watch that again.
I think I would, but I would have to have like nothing else going on that day. You know, well, the reason I liked Les Mis is up until I did finally see a stage production of Les Mis a few years ago. But up until the movie came out, I had not seen it performed. I had heard the music, but I wasn't able to put the music in context because I had never seen the show. So I was glad to go see the movie for that reason. But yes, Russell Crowe had too much singing to be that bad. Like he was on too much.
Well, and Javert's songs are. So I have actually seen Les Mis probably more times than I've seen any other, like I've probably seen it five or six times on like a big stage. It was so popular for so long, and I was in big cities. I saw it in LA, I saw it in Chicago, I saw it in London, I don't know where, I think I saw it in New York. So I think I've seen it five or six times, and I do truly, truly love it. And maybe that some of my problem with the movie was that, but Javert's songs are so beautiful. I mean, you can't give that to a non-singer.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, and if I have to make a complaint about movie musicals in general.
You can, because this is a safe space.
It is they always give certain parts to people who are famous but don't sing.
Right.
And, you know, like I'm thinking back to some of the musicals of like the 60s and 70s, especially like My Fair Lady and West Side Story, where they almost like flattened out the sound. Like, you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
And, so it was almost like they almost went out of their way to find singers who weren't particularly, I guess, like aggressive singers is the only way I can put it. Like their voices had to sort of fit this very flat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of like the girl who dubbed in for Natalie Wood. And it was because Natalie Wood did not sing in West Side Story. And just the way she did like Tonight, it was just like Tonight.
Yes.
Tonight.
It's not like a belty. Yes.
Right. And so sometimes I think that's purposeful. But like you're saying with a song like Javert's, like with his part, that's not possible.
Yeah.
You can't have that sound.
It was terrible casting.
It doesn't transfer or translate.
But I do
think
I
would have said the same thing about the person who dubbed in the voice for Eliza Doolittle, too, in My Fair Lady. I don't know if you've seen that one.
So that's another one that I haven't seen as many times as a lot of people. And for some reason, I missed it when I was little, which is funny because my sister and my mom watched it on repeat. We must have just not owned it. And then later they got it because it's my sister and I grew up in the same house and she's seen My Fair Lady like 5,000 times. And I've seen it like twice. Yeah. So it must have been a VHS or a DVD purchase in the transition or something. I had another modern era one that we hadn't talked about yet. Oh, okay. We know how you feel about Rent.
Ugh.
Yeah. So this is an agree to disagree. And every time we say something that we've said before, it makes me feel like we've really talked about musicals quite a bit on this show.
Yeah,
we really have. We've never devoted a whole show to it. So the short story is you saw Rent when you were a young mom and thought they were all losers. And I saw Rent when I was in high school and thought they were.
You wanted to be that kind
edgy.
Of loser.
I mean, I didn't want to be like strung out on smack, but I did.
Right.
I was, they were.
I want that quote. Please pull that quote for like the show notes. Well, I didn't want to be strung out on smack.
I didn't want to, you know, like be living their life, but I
like
did
squatting.
Think,
yeah.
Having grown up on really squeaky, clean movie musicals or musicals in general, I thought the show was so edgy and different.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I still love the music. I didn't love the movie, though. I resisted seeing the movie for a long time because I had, you know, such attachment to the cast album and I think I had seen it a couple times. But I didn't love the movie. I felt like the movie, I'd be curious if anyone loves the movie of Rent. I felt like it was just made for people who had loved the show. And so while sticking true to the original can be a good thing, I feel like it was like watching the show on a flat screen. There wasn't anything added, where I think Les Mis actually did. Like, Les Mis just was a beautifully done movie. Like, mm-hmm. It was shot beautifully. The acting was good for the most part. Whereas, I don't know. I didn't get anything extra out of watching the movie of Rent.
Well,
I'm sure you didn't even see it.
And that's, no, I would never watch that. But but that is like the key to a movie musical. Like, really, we all know that by taking something off of a stage and putting it in movie format, you're taking something away. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
You're,
yes.
So then you have to put something back. You
exactly.
have to give it something new and make there be a reason. Here's one that I just thought of.
Is it
The Last 5 Years?
Okay.
Have you seen The Last 5 Years? It's
no.
Like a Robert, this guy's got two last names, Robert
Downey
Browning something,
Jr.
Or not Robert Downey Jr., but if he had been in it, that would have been great. It was Anna Kendrick, and I can't remember the guy's name. And it's the musical is quite sad, actually. It's about, it's like a relationship falling apart, but you see it in reverse.
Oh, interesting.
Or like, sorry, one timeline starts at the beginning, one timeline starts
okay.
at the end, and then they meet in the middle. So like, I can't, from one perspective, it's, you're seeing like it from her point of view it's at the end going forward, and from his, it's at the beginning going to the end or whatever. So there's
right.
like one moment where they like cross paths and have the same experience at the same time.
Okay. Yes.
I felt like in the movie, it just didn't work. Like, I don't know I haven't seen the stage show, and I think the music is lovely. But I got to the end of the movie and just felt kind of bummed out and cheated. And like,
yeah.
I just didn't love it. And I have heard that it's much better on stage. a movie musical that I did really, really love is Once. With it's another modern one. It's like
okay.
maybe 10
okay.
15 years old. And it's about this guy in like Dublin who's a street singer, and he meets this girl and they like start a band, and where
okay.
she becomes his producer. It's, the music is great. You probably
okay.
would recognize it.
Okay.
But I think that one was one where, and I know it's a Broadway musical now, but maybe it became Broadway after the movie.
Okay.
But like,
yeah.
It worked as a movie.
It worked as
like
a movie.
It really worked. Yes.
I was going to ask, because you have just a breadth of stage musical. Like, you just know more musicals than I do in general. Are there any musicals that you've done or seen on stage that haven't been made into a movie that you think would make a great movie?
Oh,
like, especially
hard.
Some of the ones you've done more recently.
Like recently?
Like Spring Awakening, Next to Normal.
I mean, I think they both could. I think Next to Normal would work better as... Well, Spring Awakening is an odd show. It's an odd show. It's set in 1800s Germany, but everybody is singing rock music and
okay.
like, you know, it's so, but the music, the language is very stilted, because it's a direct adaptation of a book that was written in like 1881 or something.
Okay.
So I don't know that one would work. Maybe with like a lot of creativity. I think if there's so many people in it, I think it
right.
could be really interesting. I think Next to Normal could totally work. Like, I think that could, it's intimate and small, not that the cast is small.
Right.
I think in the right hands, it could be done well. Yes.
I'm curious. I'm sure we can Google this, but I'm curious if there's any like movie musicals in production or in, you know, under contract that are coming out in the next few years that we don't even know about.
I felt like there was one on my radar that I got really excited about and then forgot. So I don't. Yes, I think there is one coming.
Yeah.
Like that we're going to get jazzed about, but
we'll
I can't remember what it is.
We'll have to look that up. Yeah. I'm going back and then we will wrap up. But one that we didn't mention, and one thing I didn't mention from my childhood, is that my elementary school music teacher would show us clips from classic movie musicals in music class. And I had seriously the best elementary school music program. I don't know if just the budget was there in those days or if I just had exceptional teacher. But now, like, knowing just what kids don't get in school, I'm like, I can't believe everything. And I remember a lot of what I learned in elementary school music class. But we watched a lot of clips from classic movie musicals, including some I hadn't seen at home, which was fun, like Hello, Dolly. And like,
oh, yeah. Yes.
But one that we saw was parts of A Chorus Line and not all of the parts, because some is not appropriate for elementary school, you know, kids. One song, well, a few songs in particular. And I remember kids kind of saying, like, did you know there's a song in this show called TNA? You know, like,
yeah.
And thinking that was kind of racy. But she didn't show us the racy parts. How have we made it this far? And I didn't mention A Music Man, because that is another show.
How did we make it this far? And we didn't. I mean, just like, now my brain is just going crazy because there's a lot more that we haven't talked about. Like,
I know.
Like, we started talking about watching in school, The Wiz. I remember watching that in school. I remember watching Oliver in school.
I think I've seen. Yes, I think we watched it in school, too, a little bit. I don't have as strong a memories.
And The Music Man is a big one. We didn't even dig into Annie.
No.
Didn't talk about any of the 60s ones like Carousel or Oklahoma.
Right.
I mean, I think we might need to do a part two.
We might need to do a part two.
This is good. Get off the rail. Because, you know, we should also talk about the TV versions now.
Yeah, we didn't talk about like their. Yes. And like, have you seen the 70s Rodgers and Hammerstein Cinderella TV version?
Yes.
That's pretty good.
So should we do a part two on this?
We have to do a part two. We might.
I think
we'll,
we do.
We'll leave a few, because there's like a few thousand of you who like could care less about this conversation. So we won't do it next time we do a More Than Mom, but we'll do it in a few times.
Oh, guess what? I think In the Heights is also being made.
Oh, okay. Nice.
I just did a little quick Google.
A little quickie. Oh my gosh, you guys. Okay, so I want to watch a movie musical today. It's a nice, we're recording this on the weekend. I might finish West Side Story because I feel like I didn't get to all the parts. And I might do Fiddler on the Roof. That's my next.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah. That's a good like weekend musical.
Yeah. All right, you guys. Well, hopefully you stuck with us, and we would love to hear your favorite movie musicals and also requests for what to discuss, because clearly we need a part two. So
Grease 2. We didn't talk about Grease 2.
Grease 2 is so weird.
It is so weird, but people love it. Like, people have serious nostalgia for Michelle Pfeiffer singing Let's Bowl. I mean, so.
Right.
Yeah.
She was really pretty. I do. I don't remember.
Pretty.
The music was very forgettable. I don't remember the music very well.
I
do remember watching
it, yeah.
The movie.
I remember almost nothing about that show except for her. But
right.
Yeah,
I would just rather watch Grease 6 times in a row than watch Grease 2. But okay, so guys, we will link to stuff in the show notes at themomhour.com.
We will link to every movie musical ever made.
Ever. Unless we just fall into a hole watching them, in which case you might never hear from us again.
Yeah.
Our FabFitFun offer is a great one. Go check that out. It's FabFitFun.com and promo code's themomhour. If you haven't done that, go do it. And we will be back on Tuesday with your regularly scheduled programming.
Where we just don't ramble about TV stuff the whole time. Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Sounds good. Let's do that.
Bye, guys.
Bye.